Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. Let's go. Tell me I need a train to be your fucking wife.
And I'm gonna cut you with my kite.
I've never seen a kite be a violent.
But you wanted to do it.
A little bit.
Tell me, I knew bit. When I watched this that I went, Poodle went, ooh, I want a kite fight with someone.
Kind of. Kite fighting does sound like an obscure sexual position.
It does. No, it doesn't. I didn't think you were to say that.
It does to me.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
Y'all, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait, you're going, where the fuck are they? We're in a hotel room somewhere in Reno.
No, it is Vegas.
Reno? Oh, Vegas.
We are in some place. Let's not say it would have been my first choice.
We're at a hotel for a podcast conference, and we're doing our best.
We're doing our best. I had to Instacart a neti pot this morning. And
ooh, there's snow on the mountains.
That went well.
Instacart did go. I had to get alkaline water and Claritin.
Vegas is hard on old people.
It's true. Well, it's not the same as when you're in your 20s. In fact, the last time we were in this hotel, we were in our 20s, and I think we both would get like 3 hours of sleep a night.
Yep. I cannot handle anymore. I cannot handle the smoke.
It's a lot.
I can't even go to the casino.
It's a lot.
I'm that fragile.
Y'all, we've got cough drops in for this show. Sorry,
yeah,
but it's very dry here.
Very phlegmy and dry, and so bear with us. Please bear with us.
This is toe.
This is toe.
He doesn't like it when I say it.
It's not your phrase.
You didn't come up with it. You did
again,
not originate
you're a liar.
Toe.
You're a liar. I did. I did say toe.
I think so.
I don't think other people say toe, but us.
I think Kim and Kyle did.
Then they took it from us. Name stealers.
It was Kyle. He stole it.
You know what? That's fine. As long as you tell me I came up with it. As long as I'm the first one. I'm the unique one. Enneagram 4.
Episode 6 of season 4. Love is one thing, knowledge is another.
Love is one thing, knowledge is another. I would say that they are two things that rarely meet.
Not on this show. Not as you. And Dick is the equalizer. No, I don't know.
No, Dick is a whole other thing. Dick has nothing to do with love or knowledge, unfortunately.
Dick is a wild thing, like Kacey Musgrave sings.
What?
She says love is a wild thing, not dick.
But I was going to say.
She sings it one way, I hear it another.
I feel I feel like we're having a parent-teacher conference. It does. And I've just told you that your little boy has been making inappropriate remarks, and I think he's a fairy.
Charlie's been trying, Miss Honeycutt. He really has.
I'm sitting here with my legal pad and saying he's not living up to his potential.
I actually think it looks like we're making some kind of snuff porn or something in here.
The room is...
It's very tan.
It's kind of like if you said, I want to be in a brothel, but I want it to be for middle of the road.
It's true. Yeah.
Middle of the road middle brothel. The road.
There's leather... what are those?
Stools? Studs. Like stools.
Tufted leather stools.
Tufted stools.
With a leather headboard. It's prime for poodle. Just
it's perfect. Y'all know how I feel about a leather headboard.
There's even a lightning bolt kind of cut into the wall that shelves.
It's straight out of 1988.
It's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're happy to be here.
Couple announcements. We've announced this a couple times, but y'all get ready for Love is Blind Season 4. Coming at the end of this month. We're very, very excited. Another thing, me, you, and my ex, season 2, that'll be on the cringe tier. The cringe tier, we said before, blowing up.
The cringe
tier is going to be you, me, and my ex, season 2.
Also, the cast member of Love is Blind, too.
What?
I saw some of the cast members of Love is Blind on Netflix. Well, there's Netflix, but then also I think it's like Strong Black Lead on Netflix. They were highlighting some of the black people that were going to be on.
They've given up the cast list?
Yes, they have a thing. They're hot. That's some hot guys.
Not like what they normally do.
I mean, pretty women too, but I kind of just scroll past them.
They don't usually do that. That's interesting.
I thought so too.
All right, great. Thanks for...
What I was just saying, we're talking about Love is Blind.
I don't know where I am now.
We don't know where we are anyway.
So, me, you, and my ex, then there's going to be, we are
Love in Paradise?
Venturing into the world, still in the cringe tier.
Oh.
We are venturing into the sister show of Seeking Sister Wife or the brother show, whatever you like. Seeking Brother Husband.
Seeking Brother Husband.
And that will be on the cringe tier as well. I'll see you in hell, Netflix. Unless that giant meteor gets us first.
Oh.
Which, I don't think anything can be as bad as MILF Manor. I don't think anything can be as bad.
I'm enjoying it, and you sissies are trash, and you're messaging me and saying you're enjoying it too.
No,
that's
you're
fine.
Just, y'all are... Something went wrong for people who enjoy that show.
Yeah.
Y'all need to sit in a room and think about it.
I agree.
Love in Paradise, season 2, like you said.
Yes.
Or season 3, I'm sorry. Season
Whatever.
3.
We're both so discombobulated right now, because I'm just used to hearing, bong, 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 just little coin machines or slot machines every time we just, and I'm like, gah.
Anyway, where were we?
Where are we? I think that's all the announcements. I don't have anything else, do you?
Let's jump in.
When's the last time you were in Vegas, by the way?
5 or 6 years ago.
Was it with me or would you go
no,
with someone
I was
else?
With someone else.
Oh.
I have some. Sometimes we jet off.
You have never ridden in a private jet. Don't act like you have.
I haven't. Not for lack of trying.
That's really a shame. You should have ridden in someone's private jet.
Yeah, I think private airfare is the only way to go. Private air is the only way to go.
I feel like, though, if you and I got in a private jet, we would show our ass, and it would be so obvious we've never been in a private jet
before.
The
thing is, it doesn't matter if you show your ass. You're in a fucking private jet.
But do you act, do you say, oh, my God, and like, gawk over everything in the private jet?
Yes! It doesn't matter, because you're a guest to the rich person.
I guess that makes him feel rich.
It doesn't matter. Let's jump in.
I want another Starbucks, but it's $12 for a coffee downstairs.
And we have to walk the length of 4 football fields to get a free coffee.
They don't give you anything in these rooms. They don't even put a Keurig in here. They don't give you nothing. They want you to buy everything in Vegas.
Maybe we should stop complaining about the hotel.
I like Vegas, so I'm having fun.
Repeat after me. Love yourself. Love yourself. It's the love yourself gym. Jen needs that. Jen.
I go back and forth with Jen because sometimes this episode, like, I do feel like I do feel like after seeing this segment, at least right now, I feel like Rishi is the asshole.
Yeah.
She does. I will say, Jen, I thought she, I misjudged her.
She's super naive.
She's naive. I thought she was going to be a little bit of, I'm an American kind of.
She hasn't been.
She's actually not at all. I think she's way more open, but it's just, he keeps fucking moving the goalpost, as you say.
It's more subtle than that. What he's doing is not really saying anything. He's telling her in a submit fashion of, wait till I can get this handled.
But he's not going to handle it.
I understand why what they are up against is a culture system that is thousands and thousands of years old.
True.
So this can't be in an American fashion done. It can't be done overnight.
No.
So I can understand why he's moving slow. Should he have lied to her about it? No.
No.
Should he have not? What he's doing is lying by omission. What he's doing is not saying that my mother's been looking for a wife for me for 2 years.
I'll be honest. I don't trust him.
I agree. I still don't think he was unfaithful during when they were away.
I don't think he was unfaithful, no. But boy, I bet you her friend Randy is watching this going, that dumb bitch, I told her.
Y'all, you know Randy's going to be on the tell-all.
Randy's going to be on tell-all, and Randy invites all of her friends over to make fun of Jen.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
If you were ever on that, I'd do that for you.
I know you would. You would.
I'm like, look at this fucker.
I wouldn't watch you.
Oh, yes, you would. Because you know it'd be good TV.
You put
me in a strange situation, y'all.
Well, get on Big Brother and we'll see if I watch you.
I know. We can't talk about it because...
Okay, can't talk about
it. Thank you.
We haven't applied yet, y'all.
Don't... People, when you say that, I get DMs and DMs and DMs. Stop it. Y'all, we're at the Love Yourself gym and with
Love
Dear.
Yourself.
And I want to say, Dear is the person who asks, when you ask him how he's going, too good. He's too good.
I don't want to
ever know you if you tell me, first of all, I don't care how you're doing. I'm asking it out of normal cultural milieu.
That's a lot. That's a lot, though.
Too good.
How you doing, poodle?
Too good.
Too good.
This is such Dan Cortez energy. If anyone knows who Dan Cortez is, like MTV Sports, that you remember when Dan Cortez would do that? He's like, yo, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, that he was running hype, around. He was hype. Yeah. Yeah, don't you talk bad about Dan Cortez.
I'm
you
not.
Know he was part of my sexual awakening.
I'm saying this is Dan Cortez energy, but he came off as a douche bro.
Yes, that's why I wanted him to fuck me.
So he's going, ho, ha, ho, get yours, get your life, blah, 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 blah. It's very Tony Robbins fitness.
It reminds me, of very Tony Robbins or even like Billy Blanks.
Yes, he's high on life. He's high on life.
This is just Zumba, right?
Kind of looks like
it. Which Zumba's fine.
But it looks like an Indian variation of Zumba.
I think I would like a Zumba class, actually. Now I'm going to get a lot of... That's what my Pilates teacher, he told me. I was like, I need something for cardio. He's like, girl, I love Zumba.
I can just see you in Zumba.
Me and a bunch of women just doing women. Oh, my God. I'd love it. I would love it.
I think Zumba is usually geared toward a more female clientele, but I guess it doesn't have to be.
Come at me, Zumba sissies.
God, you're going to get...
Don't come at me.
You're going to get... So
don't come at me. I'm at a conference right now.
Anyway,
this show's airing on my birthday, by the way. Happy birthday to me.
Well.
If you can't celebrate yourself...
happy birthday.
How are you going to celebrate anybody else?
That's true.
44. This is a magical number. Any numerology sissies, come at me because I'm trying. I want to know about the number. I know 44 is about protection.
Anyway.
45 is about being slutty. So I think you've got it.
Got it covered. I just want to say, this guy's an interesting figure. And number one, he's hot. I think he's almost hotter than Rishi in some ways, this guy.
Rishi's got his
Rishi
face is
looks
beautiful.
Like a model.
He does.
And
he has real skinny legs.
This guy is normal kind of looking, but his these like striking eyes. Now, I couldn't handle this guy for like 5 minutes. I'd have to walk the other way when he'd be yelling at me and telling me to get my life.
I bet he'd be an intense fuck, though.
It wouldn't last long. What? Ho, ho, ha, ha, hoo, ha, ha, hoo.
Nothing wrong with a good
it was like a full body.
2 minute fun. Nothing wrong with a quickie.
I don't love a pugilistic fuck. I don't love it when someone is trying to ram out of me.
That is, okay, Gary, roll that hours and hours of footage of you talking about getting beat up against a headboard.
That's different. That is using, but not rabbit fucked. Yeah.
Like Ben fucked Camille.
I don't want to be rabbit fucked. Although there's a time and a place.
There's a time and a place.
Now,
he is cute.
Now, rabbit fuck, when someone's dressed as a rabbit and he's fucking you, completely different thing.
I kind of wondered if he was into Jen, because it seems like he knows a lot about her life.
I think she was into him, and it seems like he...
Because she had taken class here before when she lived here before.
Yeah, I also think that, y'all, this guy is in here to sell something.
Oh,
yeah, and
100%.
But I think she was probably into him, and he probably let it be known either he was in a relationship or married.
Probably. Y'all, don't pull. I don't think you can hear it because we're up kind of high, but even in Vegas, don't pull
I'm
over.
I'm on the 25th floor.
Somebody just like the third day of gambling and they just killed over.
So, y'all, dear, basically, she's like, remember that guy I was dating? You know, I'd come to class and I'd be like a crying mess. She's like, oh, yeah. And then he's like, he's coming up with like truth bombs, y'all. It's like, are you doubting yourself or you're doubting him? Just lobbing at her.
Oh,
lobbing
yeah.
him. And at one point, she says, you know, he didn't want, he's like, I didn't know.
We see a flashback where she talked to Rishi in the cab, and she's basically saying, you lied to me. And he basically said, I admit that I lied to you. I didn't want to lose you. I was worried what you were going to say.
Yeah.
So, and Jen said, so there's nothing else I'm going to find out. No more surprises. And he says, no more surprises.
So, I think she will have complete carte blanche, if anything else comes out, to go home. Because she has given him, now she has found, he's now come clean, supposedly, come clean completely.
Yes.
And he's promised her no more surprises.
Yeah.
She completely has every right to leave if there's something else.
She does. Yeah. She totally does.
And it's weird. Like you just said.
That lamp is ugly. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm glad we agreed not to talk about the room too much.
No, I'm just saying the lamp's ugly.
Oh, the furnishings in this place are garbage. I'm gonna shut up. Y'all just get two fags in a hotel room from the 90s. They will talk forever.
I'm sorry, you were saying something important.
Yeah, and there's a picture of Elvis and Marilyn.
Oh, I have that too, yeah.
Yeah, it's in every fucking room.
Heather Harris would love this hotel because this is where y'all were staying at the Westgate. Which
don't announce where we're staying.
We're gone already.
Oh.
This is also, this was the Hilton. I don't know what it was before, but Elvis apparently like did his last 846 performances here. There's a statue of Elvis down in the lobby. But Heather Harris, she would go as, from Long Grove, she would go as Elvis for Halloween. Because, and ironically, she really had the same features as him. She looked really a lot like Elvis. And when she would do her Elvis impersonation, because she was a tall woman and she had a very low, chesty voice, she did a really good Elvis impression. She sang Love Me Tender at the Kiwanis banquet, and women cried. Women cried.
Riveting.
They said it was just like the king was here.
Interesting. That would be considered drag performance today.
It is. I know. She had big boobs, though. She couldn't tie those down.
I wonder if Oklahoma would be able to handle it.
No, they couldn't. Y'all, we know how to feel about that. Protect drag queens.
The thing is, I agree. Number one, drag queen will... drag queen's going to meet you in the alley. They don't need protection. they'll handle themselves. They do need protection against political people. That's what they need.
They do. Yeah. They
it's do. Fucking ridiculous. I don't want to get talking about it because I'll destroy the room.
Even more than it is.
So
after the flashback, that's basically, she does say a little bit, it kind of, you're right. She's just so naive because she said, my brother would fight for his wife back where in America. And I'm like, honey, this is not. And he finally says,
this is the same script, different cast.
Same
like you
script,
say.
Different cast.
This is the American. This is the thing. He even says, I wish I could let you know about my culture. I knew you would not understand this. And part of me thinks he's right. Even though she's lived in India, there's these, it's almost
it's
like
different being a tourist and knowing you're going to go away, then I'm going to live here and also marry you and become part of your family.
And I don't know if there's a way, and I think if you start talking to an American, like, this is an arranged marriage, is this kind of thing? And they're like, I know. Or they'll say, well, why can't we just, like Jenny would say, well, why can't we just go talk to your mom and just get everything in order? Well, 4,000 or plus years of tradition say that that's not going to work.
But at the same time, kind of like Leah, with Jen and Rishi, he didn't tell her those things because he knew that she wouldn't come.
Agreed.
And that's shitty.
Yep.
He knew that he said, hey, I need you to get up at 4 a.m. and make tea for me every morning. You're going to eat after I eat. I want you
now,
to. She would say, I'm not doing that. He fucking lied to me.
And now is when we enter the portion
catfish,
of.
That's it.
The now is when we enter the portion of the storyline where Jen, where Rishi just assumes Jen will get used to doing things.
Yes.
And this is where I go, he's seemingly, quote-unquote, more Western in some of his views. He's not in this.
He's not in this.
So, y'all, he does expect her to get up at 4 a.m. As she said, wife training.
I'm glad she called it wife training. And I know that she was bitchy about it, but I kind of felt, because he told her nothing, I kind of was like, Jen, I don't blame you for being pissed off about this.
I've had some sessions in the dungeon they called wife training before, but it's been a little different. Strange, they both involve an apron.
Wow, I feel more nauseous than last night when I blew my rent on that roulette table.
It's time for wife training, boy.
Y'all.
I could tell you what was involved in that.
No, you can't.
But it's disturbing.
That, it's too gross for this hotel room.
I know.
And that's saying
and
something.
And unspeakable things have been done
and we have a picture
in this hotel room.
Of Norma Jean on the wall, Marilyn Monroe.
She's licking her finger.
And she's seen all this shit.
She has seen.
She had a peg JFK. Bless her.
Anyway, what she does say is what Dear basically says, it all depends on Rishi, because a man will, or a mom, he needs to tell his mom, because he says, a mom will cry for a day or two, but if she loves her son, it's going to be fine.
Apparently he didn't meet Mama Smith.
I don't think.
History says another thing.
Mama Smith would come in and just kick the doors down. Just and then she pretend to be sick.
She is the Susan Lucci of Indian mothers.
It's amazing.
She's amazing.
So, and Dear even says Rishi's making a fool of her. So then he's again just dropping truth bombs nonstop. The next thing we do get to kite fighting and kite festivals.
Yes.
He didn't mention what the festival for, but he did say that
God was asleep
God was asleep for a month.
Woke up. Hey. Hey, everybody, I'm back. I'm God.
I doubt a Hindu God would speak in that, but.
Well, they might do a tongue pop.
I'm back.
We should be drinking during this podcast. We're in Vegas.
You know, the drinks at that bar downstairs were so expensive.
Yes, they always are.
I know.
One goes to Vegas and say, God, those drinks were cheap.
That was affordable.
That was affordable.
Now that was a deal.
Yeah.
That's true.
Where have you been, Laura Ingalls?
No one comes.
Get the bonnet off.
No one comes here and said, I've saved so much money this weekend. What an economical trip.
Great.
I have plenty saved over the kids' lunch money.
You're on your own, girl.
So I know I'm so punchy. So we're kite fighting, and this is seemingly well-intentioned. He's like, because my family does this, mm-hmm. and I want you to know what it's like to be in my family. She basically starts going at him with, she's like, I feel like I've just been saying over and over again, just be honest with me. And I will say, this is a much of an improvement on Jenny.
No.
Yes. 'Cause Jenny would get mad and then Sumit would say, all right. She would go, oh, okay.
I have to say, this is why I like Jen. I actually think she's naive, but in some ways more forthright and more better about saying, telling someone, this is what I need you to do in a relationship. The problem is Jen keeps giving him, like,
I still think this is
not respecting her boundaries.
I still think this is DOA.
No, I do too.
Yeah. So she basically says, if your family finds you a match, are you going to meet her? He's like, no, it's not. That's not my choice. That's not how I want to live. But he's like, but they told me if I found a girl, we'll accept her. I don't think the family thought he would find a white American woman.
No.
So
that I don't even think from some of the sissies we've talked to, that was never in their equation that would even happen.
Yeah.
It would be like you saying you're going to find your love of your life and you come back and it's just a woman. That is not fathomable for me. No, I mean it like.
Yes. No, it would be. I'm like, this is my person, Patsy.
Ha, Patsy, I met James at the church.
And everyone would just go, what?
What?
What? It does seem like it's that stark, the reality.
It does. And Jen, so what Jen is trying to do, but he's not giving her this, basically, she has a practicality about her in a weird way. She wants to know time limits. She wants to know how long.
Yeah.
She wants to know a time frame. And he just wants this obscure kind of abstract, whenever it happens, it happens. And it's quite insulting being that she moved her whole fucking life for him. So,
well,
I'm Team Jen right now.
The problem is she's on a timeline. He doesn't, because of the visa. He doesn't see that.
Yeah.
And I think she's probably, or maybe it's not, I don't know if she's actually on a visa. I know she probably has a certain number of times she can
stay.
She
talks about it next week. They talked about it next week. There's something that she is talking about. I guess if she leaves, she can't come back. It's a one-time visa.
Oh.
Doesn't it feel like already, this is episode 6, but with these couples, doesn't it feel like we're at like episode 15
yes,
with some of them?
Because the stakes are so high in tow.
Some of them are already having to leave and all this shit.
Fuck happily ever after.
So y'all, we get to the wife training. Rishi takes her to her friends. I didn't get their names.
I did. it's on my next page.
Oh.
Y'all, I write so much about these two. Surendra and Sita.
And so I will say Jen is on her best behavior in front of these women.
Mm-hmm.
She's not
man and woman. The husband and the other women she meets, who I think it's the sister and the sister-in-law.
But I think it is enlightening her because they go there and then they walk and she stands in a group of women and Rishi doesn't walk towards her and he says, and she kind of looks at him and he says, I can't walk in between these women. She goes, oh.
And this is interesting where she goes, okay, this is a different culture. This is something unlike what I normally... And Jen is into all this. She is this kind of seeker person.
who
is experiencing new things, and she's kind of delighted.
She's not this closed-minded American. If he told her this and let her know, I think she would probably get somewhat on board with it.
I think... And this will probably be completely blown out of the water by the time the season's over.
Don't compliment her. She'll go bad.
She'll do something or have a racist tattoo, and we'll find something.
We'll find something.
But I feel like she does seem to have a little bit more curiosity about the world than a lot of people.
Yeah.
Maybe, and I don't want to give Benny and Ari props, but Ari traveled the world because she was using it as a little shiny object.
Well, and she wanted to get at her parents.
And I think Jen is genuinely
curious.
She wanted to be exotic. She wanted to try on different things.
Jen wants to be
curious. I agree. And I still want to read that book of Jen's life because it is a story.
Well, I'm just glad that it probably is. Probably she just... There wasn't much in Stillwell, so she had to venture out to Greasy at a young age. She just put the adventure
all
in.
The way out to Greasy, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
I would call... Funny, when I grew up, we said that word is greasy. Like a Z, a voiced S.
That is greasy.
Yeah.
Greasy. I think I say it with an S.
No, but I'm saying I think Z is wrong, but I remember hearing that.
I bet it's both.
I don't know.
You can do both.
Who cares?
I don't.
Who
I want to
drink
now.
Who gives a shit?
I just need a martini, please.
Y'all, we're drinking to the second show.
We don't have time to get the bar.
So... She's basically looking at, they're crushing the ginger, they're making the tea, and one of the women goes, so yeah, it's going to be 4 a.m. for you. They go, boop, the little Flintstones bird goes, Rick, time to get up, time to get up.
Or it's just Jenny.
Get up!
Bah, bro.
Y'all, the thing about that's different here is, ain't no way Jenny's going to get up at 4 a.m. to make tea.
No. No.
Jenny sleeps till 9.
Yeah, she does.
And it's interesting. I mean, it's inevitable we're going to compare the two couples.
We should also say that, yes, it's inevitable.
But,
it's also
but Sumit does all the cooking.
He does.
So it's interesting.
So there is a little bit more. Actually, yeah, there's a little bit more.
And Sumit does not want to live in a joint family.
Does not. So we didn't even talk about that.
He probably
would
like to.
That's another bomb Rishi dropped on her, is that he wants her to live with his family.
And this is when I would say, if this wasn't brought up when he proposed, this is where I would go, you sold me a bad bill of goods.
Yep, I wrote, she is being led on.
This is where I went, I gave him the benefit of the doubt, then the benefit of the doubt, not anymore. This is where I would go, Rishi, can we have a really lovely evening? We would bang all night, and I would just be like, that apartment would be empty when he came to look for me.
Yep.
I would ghost him there, and I'd take everything. There wouldn't be a thread left.
Like the Grinch.
Like the last can of hoo hash. That's what I would take. Not that there's a lot in that apartment anyway.
No, there's
but
not.
But I would take everything.
I would too.
That's
horrible.
That's where I
not
would go.
Not that he's doing it, but he's not killing.
But
him
it's just that this wasn't mentioned at all. I really felt for her at the end of this, and I don't know what's going to happen next week. If she lets herself, I think what she should do is say, I don't want to do this. This is not the way I want to live. I can appreciate and do a lot of things when it comes to your culture and wait for you to do this, but I cannot live as basically a glorified servant in your mother's house. I cannot do that.
No.
She's 46 fucking years old.
She is.
Or is it 48?
I don't 47?
The thing about Jen is, the last thing I want to say about her, you've seen the episode of Seinfeld where there's a Two-Face?
No.
Where she looks different in every light.
Oh.
Jen looks different in like every confession, in every scene. There's just something. It's like a different side
of
her face.
She was looking at Deer when he was talking to her. She was concentrating and she kind of looked like a murderer because her head was down.
Her mouth is open all the time. Yeah, that.
Her mouth is open.
She has been compared to Willem Dafoe by some of our sissies, and it's pretty accurate.
I can see that.
It's the nose and the severeness. I think she's a beautiful woman.
Sometimes she looks severe, though. That's a good. Yeah. And the other times she looks very.
She is
kind
a two-faced, though. She looks different in every light.
Yeah.
She's very much a two-face. I think that's it. We should take a break.
Oh, we should. That was long. I forgot. We don't have timey. Okay. Oh, my
Tiny,
God.
We need you. We should have gotten a Vegas timey.
We should have gotten a Vegas timey.
It would have gone. We would have pressed the button. It would have gone, ding, 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 ding.
All right, y'all. We'll be back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in Me Undies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even keep going queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation, or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So I need to talk to you. My mother was sent some papers that we need in order to prosecute the man who stole my rare motorcycle.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I need to go home. So, let me say that sentence again, because I don't think it's ever been said in human history. In order to prosecute the man who stole my rare motorcycle,
okay,
I need to go back to Alabama.
So we're not getting a couch?
I watched this before you, and I told Poodle, I said to he and Caitlin, I said, you're not gonna believe the reason why Jen has to go home.
I had to go back 3 times to believe what I'd heard.
I had to watch it again.
Because I thought she...
Was it
rare motorcycle? Because a man broke into my house and stole a rare motorcycle.
$50,000 motorcycle.
I need to go back to prosecute him.
$50,000.
And I wrote down, I don't think this sentence has ever been said before in all of human history. It was weird.
I feel like Chris lies.
Yeah.
I feel like, or as we say, a lot of tall tales.
So.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Y'all, House Goofy just probably thought that two gay guys were just fucking away in here. And then at the same time, we both did in the same sink.
Same time.
No, thank you.
This is what you get for quality reality gaze programming. Because I tried to put Do Not Disturb on there, but
you can't put it on there. It's on the inside.
Oh,
let's just keep going.
You take out the slot and put it in the
There is nothing on the outside.
I'm confused.
There is nothing on the
outside. Someone's claiming my room now. They're probably stealing my credit cards.
They can't do that. They'd be caught. That's what I always think.
Not if this is their last day at the Westlake.
What a con.
Yeah.
That's a great con. If I ever quit, I would steal everything. Someone's had to do that before.
Okay, well, we need to work on that agreement if we ever separate. You don't take all my shit.
So, y'all, they are shopping for furniture. She's been there for 3 days. Chris, of course, has taste that she likes rainbows and fairy stuff. And yes. And Jamie's like, I like things more modern.
Yeah. Chris wants all the things they can get where Jamie does not. And so
at one point she's like, oh, don't get me too comfortable. My narcolepsy might kick in, and then my epicondylitis will kick in when you lay down on my elbow. Then my trick knee and trick my bad knee. Foot.
But they start going.
I got that bad ankle, you know.
It turns. Oh, sorry. Trigger finger. It turns in again.
It turns around on itself.
Yep. Get that trigger finger. I won't be able to service you tonight.
This woman's a broke down palace.
She is a broke down palace. And again, kind of like Jen and Rishi, Jamie was conned.
I agree. And I don't think Jamie's the kind who's going to want to stay around and take care of this woman.
I don't think many people would.
Oh, lesbians would. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I just think that, I mean, maybe in... If they are
Jamie's
together
not
longer,
codependent enough. That's the problem.
If they were together longer. So already she's telling her that she's going to have to leave. Jamie, and if she has to leave, y'all, they're going to have, remember, they're
in a week.
They're going to get married in like 5 days. They're going to have to postpone the wedding.
It does seem convenient that.
Well, it seems convenient because we find out a little bit more information about Jamie and Chris.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we find out that it seems convenient because we find out that Chris ghosted Jamie.
Well, we did know that.
I forgot about
we
it.
We did know that.
I forgot all about it.
She said, I wrote down, Chris went, you are the only person I would want to sell my rare motorcycle for. And I was like, that's a Valentine I did not see coming.
No, that's not a Hallmark card you see often.
You are the only one that I would sell my rare motorcycle for, and you're the only one, the only reason I would ever leave you is to see the man prosecuted who stole my rare motorcycle. It's such a weird thing to say.
And the thing is, y'all, I don't think she's getting the money back.
It is strange because she keeps saying I need to see him prosecuted. And again, I understand, and maybe she has to be there because either there's, but it seems like if the thing is in the if the process is going to the courts, why does she have to be there? So maybe legal sissies can weigh in here. It seems like this is a criminal matter, not a civil matter.
If it's a criminal matter, I don't know. I know more about civil.
It looks like she would not have to be there. It looks like she's needing to see the man prosecuted.
I have a friend who's going through criminal proceedings, and she, unless she's testifying,
right,
she actually doesn't have to be at the proceedings. She goes to everyone, but the attorney can do it for her.
Right.
But she's going because she wants to make sure that the judge kind of remembers her and that she's advocating to put
this
person in prison.
That's a very different situation.
But no, I'm wondering if that's Chris wants. She says, I have to be there, meaning she personally has to be there for the judge to hear her, for the judge to hear her side so she can prosecute this man. But to what I'm saying, I'm thinking, but are you not getting money back? Because, yeah, you want this guy to go to jail because you stole your rare motorcycle that your father
my
gave you.
My rare motorcycle that my father gave me before he died.
But at the same time, if you're not getting any money back, what's it worth?
Everything seems...
You're in all this pain from flying. You're going to do this to your body again?
I just... Y'all, if I was Jamie, I would cut bait now. I would. You would see me. You'd see me start looking at the door.
I think Chris's behavior is very erratic.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's going to change.
I agree. So, y'all, you mentioned 8 months ago, Chris was, I don't think we didn't hear
the
this,
details of it.
Chris was going to come to Columbia for her birthday.
Her birthday.
And then she did ghost Jamie for a month.
Yes.
And then Chris says, I know I ghosted her, but you hurt me by breaking trust. And that, I guess that was the woman who said, the woman, the Florida woman.
Yes.
Or the Houston woman. I can't remember.
Somebody. Hopefully we see her on the tell-all.
Hopefully.
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 Hopefully. I like that.
So after this kind of fight, they are out, and Chris is just laying in Jamie's lap.
Well, they go, well, this is where, yeah, she's laying in her, yeah, they go there, then they go to the doctor. The doctor's later, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because they're going to go to a flea market, and
that's right, the flea market, right.
And she's laying, y'all, Jamie does not know what to do because she was not prepared to deal with this type. Like, I mean, my dad had severe back pain, so I feel for her. It is debilitating. It is horrible, horrible pain. And so, but Jamie was not, Jamie didn't even know she had to have this surgery or any of this.
Yeah.
And I mean, I feel bad for Chris because she's in pain, but you feel bad for Jamie too because she has no idea.
It's very similar to the Rishi situation of not yes. really, the Rishi effect.
Not lying, but also not giving
not
the whole picture.
Giving the whole story, yeah. And so they do go to the doctor. The doctor comes over. Who makes house calls? God, when I was in Austria, I've told this before. If you were sick, there'd be a doctor just show up at your house. He'd give you a bunch of pills. Which was great because I didn't have to go to the clinic. But when I had a pregnancy scare, the doctor would just come over.
How do you say chlamydia in Austrian? I bet you learned that.
Das chlamydia. Das klam. So y'all, this is so messy, and he gives her an injection. I don't know what it was. Maybe lidocaine?
It was a steroid, I think.
Okay. And the doctor's basically saying, if she doesn't do this surgery, she's going to be in constant pain. So I don't see Chris staying in Colombia.
No.
Yeah.
I don't see Jamie wanting to be with Chris.
DOA.
DOA.
Oshama.
Oh, is it time? This was a very short segment.
Sadly.
Sadly, a very short segment.
I can't contain myself. Oshama, I'm going to see, in just a few minutes, I'm going to see my 24-year-old boyfriend, Oshama.
She really, y'all, I think we need to start a new game. Have a drink or a sip of wine or beer whenever she says the word Oshama.
She really doesn't
like
the
get
way
ripped.
It feels
she
in my mouth.
She loves to say it.
Oshama. Oh,
we all have words we like to say.
Pomplamoose. It's a very, very necessary word sometimes. So, y'all, he's getting her flowers.
You could even say it with a ball gag in your mouth.
He says, I need my one half, my other half to complete the team. And so,
sissies are calling them a Harold and Maude. I need to see that movie.
Yes, you do. Yeah, but here's the problem. It's quirky, but Harold and Maude never really fucked.
Oh, they didn't?
No.
And you know what's interesting? When they meet, they had no physicality between
zero.
Them.
And that's
they
when
didn't
I
kiss.
That's
or
when
anything.
I went. Nope.
That's because I was, and I saw that. And I went, wait a minute. They're not really holding hands.
He hugs her. There's no kiss. And he says, this is, you remember what he says? His words that he chooses. He's like, you look like an angel. And I think it's because her clothing kind of is always rippling.
Yeah.
So it looks like
she's
in the sky.
She's just floating around.
There's no chemistry. And he goes, you're strange, beautiful. And she goes, you're my strange, beautiful.
She does say that.
You're my strange, beautiful. I love this woman. Someone told me, or in a DM, that Oshama and Debbie are two parts of me that meet later, that one part is early in life and part of me is later in life.
I like that. I like that.
Like young poodle and old poodle. I think it's fair.
I'm still rooting for them. There are some sissies that are like, that this is the, out of all of the relationship, except for Gabe and Isabel.
This is my favorite. I still think it's going to go nowhere.
I think you're right, but the not much of it's left, but the little bit of the romantic in me wishes for like this.
If he would have,
it's your shows.
If he would have planted one on her,
I would believe it more. Yeah,
yeah.
It
just, and she like hikes up her leg on it.
Yeah,
but y'all, I feel like I'm in a dream,
like a trance.
And this is...
It's so poetic. She says, it's a force that words can't describe. And he says, when she came in, it's like the sun lit. I think they just...
I'm in a surrealistic world.
They really are, except for the making out. They do talk like the lovers from Saturday Night Live.
They do.
Hello, lover.
Hello.
That sketch was so funny.
Oh, those were the days. That's all I really have. I'm very upset that they seem to have nothing. I think, and it could be his, I think a couple of things. I think it could be that he might never had a girlfriend before.
Yeah.
And so this could be some type of non-sexual romantic love for him, some type of idealized romantic love that he doesn't know how to be sexual with. He could have issues around his own sexuality. I'm not saying gay, pan, or asexual. I'm not even saying that. I think just issues with being sexual at all.
I think he has issues with feeling like himself.
Yeah.
Like on a, not even to, like on a whole.
Yeah.
Because he talked about there's the madness inside of him. I think he's uncomfortable.
I think he's very dark. I think he's had a dark past.
Very uncomfortable being himself.
Yeah.
Period.
Yep. That's all I
got. Period.
Period.
That's it. Ooh. I need to wear purple more. This is a good color on me.
Oh, Shama.
You should wear purple more too.
I wear some of it. Thank you for telling me what to do, though.
It's a good color for bringing in money in your life.
Just wrap it up. I can't take any more mumbo jumbo.
Y'all, that's so next episode we're going to talk about Danielle and Johan. We're going to talk about Gabe and Isabel and second verse, same as the first. Nicole and Mahmoud. Boy.
The weirdest thing, and we'll talk about this, is they, I think
don't
they...
Don't you say too much.
No, I won't. I think they had their happy title card that they just had to use sometime. And so they just put it in this one. I'm like, this is happy?
This is happy.
This is as good as it gets?
This is as good as it gets without Jack Nicholson. No Helen Hunt in this.
They just beat the shit out of Greg Kinnear, and that's the movie.
That's the movie. All right, everybody. That's the show.
It just gave us Greg Kinnear.
Go to realitygaze.com. That's where you can go to our website. Go to Reality Gaze Podcast. We are posting some. Well, it's too late now. I was going to say we're posting some stuff about Vegas, but it's too late. We already left. But anyway, but I hope y'all have a good day. Happy Sunday.
Your birthday.
And Liza Minnelli and James Taylor. So listen to some Liza Minnelli or James Taylor. Who's born on your birthday? Napoleon.
The Marquis de Sade.
The Marquis de... All right, everybody. Follow us on all the shit. You know where to find us. We're called Lonely Hearts, because aren't they all just Lonely Hearts looking for love in all the wrong places?
Yes.
The Marquis.
And if you have entered a surrealistic other world, and you are ready to start your happily ever after, call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.